Pleased to welcome to the program today Brenna Rogers. And Brenna is the Director of Community Relations and Development for Bay State Community Services right here in Quincy, for a little update on how Bay State's coping during the pandemic, and also in particular what services they are being offered. So Brenna, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, so much for having me on today. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We've had a long relationship with Bay State over the years here at QATV through Alejandro Rivera, who I understand retired late last year. So congratulations to him on that.
But we're pleased to talk
with you. Yeah. For folks who might not be aware, tell us a little bit about Bay State Community Services, kind of its mission, its goal, if you will.
Sure. So Bay State Community Services is a nonprofit social service agency that really the goal is for us to wrap around families to give them supports and services, recognizing that the whole family unit is very important. And so we're able to provide services from newborns all the way through the continuum of life and offer that support.
And how are folks that receive your services connected to Bay State? How do they find you? How do you find them? How does that connection happen?
A lot of it is people from the community looking for services and outreaching for assistance. And sometimes they find us, you know, we're at 1120 Hancock Street, right in downtown Quincy, so we're easy to find. So a lot of times we'll get people walk in and ask about services, phone calls, through word of mouth, and also on our website and social media as well.
And are there ever referrals, Brenna, from, say, I don't know, primary care physicians or state healthcare providers, things of that nature?
Absolutely. We get a lot of referrals from physicians, other mental health providers in the community, hospitals, other mental health clinicians. They really can come from anywhere, schools, the juvenile courts, the adult court system. We really do have relationships with a lot of providers in the community who do refer directly to us for services.
Sure. And if you could talk a little bit about some of the services that you offer.
Absolutely. So we, as I already mentioned, we do offer a continuum of care of services, and we have a number of behavioral health services for youth and families. And with the continuum of care goes from everything from individualized counseling for youth all the way up to in-home counseling for the youth and the family. We also have our CSA, which is our community service agency, which is a higher level support for behavioral health care for youth and the family, where the identified youth really needs a lot of support in the family and supporting their youth through their behavioral health needs, really can wrap around the family and ensure success for the child and support in their home, their community setting, as well as school, by working with the youth and family in all of those settings and coordinating care for that youth and ensuring that they have all of the supports and services that they need in place. A lot of these are insurance-based. We take MassHealth as well as a number of private insurances. So it is pretty accessible for most families, but it is also the kind of service that if a family reaches out and needs help and that particular program doesn't accept their insurance, we really talk to the caregivers and try to figure out a plan where else we can send them, where else we can get them support, recognizing that, you know, a warm handoff is very important, and a family who needs help, you know, even if we can't help them, anything that we can do to provide that.
Would there be anybody who's not able to obtain services from Bay State, who wouldn't qualify?
So that really is program dependent. Okay. Because it's some of our programs that are insurance-based, you can't pay just a fee to access it. So it really has to be insurance-based. But if there's a possibility, some families who have private insurance that we don't take, we'll often work with them to see if getting MassHealth as a secondary insurance to cover the service is something that they can do. And if not, sometimes there are other ways to navigate similar kinds of supports and services without going through that particular program. And oftentimes, you know, we're able to help navigate that with the family.
Okay, that alone is a tremendous service, I think, just navigating the bureaucracy of that, yeah.
Absolutely. And our Quincy Family Resource Center, which is also at 1120 Hancock Street, does a lot of that. And that's a free service. It is walk-in. Our building is open. We've always been open throughout this pandemic and working with families and adults. So if that's something that's hard to navigate, or you know, right now finding a service, a behavioral health service, there are some wait lists for certain services, which is very hard for families who really need help. Our Quincy Family Resource Center is, you know, can take a walk in and kind of navigate that process with the family free of charge and find the best match for them.
How we should talk about the pandemic and how Bay State has been impacted by it and how you've been able to continue to provide services.
So, as I said, we have been open the whole time. Our building has been open. We have been, for an agency that does behavioral health work and working with the entire continuum of care, where a lot of it is done in person, it certainly was a big challenge in the beginning, where we started to see our clients remotely when, you know, things were first shutting down. So we instituted the telehealth mechanism so that we were able to continue to serve our clients. We never missed a beat. We continue to offer care, support, take referrals, and work with our clients, and have done that throughout. As things have improved in terms of understanding COVID-19, having access to PPE and disinfectant, we are able to offer services in person and as the client prefers. So someone who really wants to be seen in person or needs to be seen in person is able to do that. But those who really still prefer telehealth, we're able to offer that as well. So it really is meeting the needs of our client and what their preference is. It's been a great challenge. It's been amazing to walk through this experience with so many of our clients, as you know, we are living through aspects of this with them, but also having access to a part of their lives where they're struggling. As we know, so many have struggled with job loss, food insecurity, housing insecurity at levels that we've never seen before. And it's really been a privilege to work with our clients to help them with any supports and services that we can link them to around those needs.
And at the same time, your providers have been going through the pandemic right along with them and dealing with their own struggles, right?
That's right. And that has been a great challenge. But, you know, we're all there for each other and support each other among our staff and our teams and our clients, because we need that support so we can continue to serve the community.
Does Bay State offer substance use prevention counseling, Brenna?
We do. We have a number of programs. And again, our building is open. Those who are searching for substance use services, recovery supports at 1120 Hancock Street, our walk-in hours is to walk in and see, you know, between 9 and 12 each day is a walk-in clinic, so that you can walk in and meet with someone to do an initial intake. To access for substance use services. It's our heart-to-heart program. And it really offers wraparound care from everything from the individualized counseling to care coordination, recovery coaches who have lived experience in recovery, working directly with clients. We have a nurse on staff who can wrap around the medical issues that our clients may be facing and need to access, and support groups as well that meet in person, which we know during this time has been especially difficult for those in recovery and seeking recovery, needing the in-person supports and when we are able to provide those here. And, you know, Joe, we also have the New Way Recovery Center at 85 Quincy Avenue, which has been fully operational as a peer clinic, a peer community support center, where those can come to socialize, to find support, to attend groups. And they have been fully operational this whole time and, you know, outreaching. There are also programs through the recovery center that they're offering on Zoom, again, for those who aren't able to meet in person or uncomfortable doing so.
Have you seen an increase in folks looking for those services, Brenna, since the pandemic?
we have seen an increase. I think that what I'm hopeful for is that those who are still looking for supports will access it, because my sense is that those who need it aren't fully out there accessing it. And although we have seen that increase, I think that there are more out there who are looking, and I hope that you will reach out and connect with us so that we can support you through this process.
That's a good opportunity for you to give out that that contact information for folks who want to get a hold of you.
Sure, absolutely. So our main phone number for Bay State Community Services is 617-471-8400. And by calling that number, you could be linked up to really any of our services. We also have a website, which is www.baystatecs.org. And we are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Quincy Family Resource Center and the New Way Recovery Center also have their own Facebook pages as well, which you can find just by Googling their titles for more information about those individual centers.
Okay. And now, is Bay State partnering with the city of Quincy regarding substance use prevention?
We have a wonderful partnership with the city of Quincy. We've done a tremendous amount of work with Laura Martin and the Substance Use Task Force, and as well as Mayor Koch, who's been so supportive. We have a lot of collaboration around prevention work for overdose and working with the Substance Use Coalition to educate on prevention so that people don't get to the point where there's a substance use concern. The city of Quincy has also been incredibly generous during this time in the pandemic, where we have partnered with them so that we have been able to provide recovery coaches for Quincy residents who have overdosed and are seeking recovery and need assistance for themselves and their family members. So our recovery coaches have been able to be accessed by the Quincy residents in need. And I think what's so wonderful, in addition to the person seeking recovery accessing and having that support, is that it's also available to those that they live with, their family members, which is so, so important as well during this time.
Yeah, addiction impacts everyone, not just...
It impacts everybody. Yeah. It does. And the identified person does get the support and the intense services. And oftentimes, those that they live with who may have witnessed an overdose or want to support them through recovery, you know, don't often get that. And so it's really important that, again, we wrap around the entire family unit.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I just want to add that the other way the city has been very supportive is with the New Way Recovery Center mm-hmm. as well. The mayor has attended our overdose awareness event. He was there with us to plant a tree. And he has visited the center a few times to just spend time with the peers in the center and get to know kind of how we operate there and the support that's given. And so, you know, it's been really important partnership, and we're so grateful and thankful for it.
Yeah, I know that I was actually there when the governor came a couple of years ago.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so it has made a mark in the community for sure, and been recognized from the state level as well.
That's right. Thank you. Yes, that's great that you were able to be there.
Could you tell us about the providers, Brenna? Because it sounds like you have an amazing team, and they probably don't get a lot of credit, if you will.
That's great. I'm so glad you asked about that, Joe. We have a staff of about 370.
Wow.
Yeah, we're a great size agency. We have such a committed, passionate group that work here at Bay State. They really care about their work that they do. They care about the clients that they serve. And you really do see that every day in the work and the services that they provide, as well as the follow-up, you know, really trying to find resources and supports. How can we further help this client? And reaching out to their supervisors and to our senior leadership, how can we access, you know, whatever it is that this client needs? Such a passionate group that we work with, and we really provide each other with that support and are always there for each other open door policy for staff so that if you need support, some self-care, you know, that those things are available. And we've been paying a lot of attention to it to ensure that everybody who works at Bay State is getting their own support as they need it. And so that they can continue to serve the community.
Yeah, we rightfully so. We've heard so much about the healthcare professionals, certainly during this time. Again, rightfully so. But you know, the mental health care workers have been just as impacted, I am sure, and need that support.
Yeah, and it's wonderful to hear that, Joe. And that's something, a message that we've been telling our staff. You know, that they are healthcare heroes, and that they have been out there working through this pandemic, and get, you know, being exposed, and you know, that passion comes through with that. And you know, we've been doing everything to keep everybody safe and following all the protocols. But yeah, it's something that we remind our teams all the time that they are very important in this work.
They are first responders as much as any others. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Are you planning a kind of post-pandemic celebration to Bay State, Brenna? You know, when
gosh, you know, I would love that. Absolutely. Sitting here now talking to Joe, it's a little hard to think post-pandemic, I have to tell you. But I'm dreaming about it for sure. And I know that we'll do something spectacular for the staff and our community when we all feel like, you know, there's something safely that we can really do together. We try to do things with our smaller teams to keep everybody going, you know, meeting outdoors, you know, over lunch, things like that. Mm-hmm. We passed out, you know, chocolates for Valentine's Day to staff. But yeah, I mean, seeing beyond the pandemic feels hard right now, I have to tell you.
Well, given the fact that we're communicating remotely, yeah, I understand for sure. But as you mentioned, Bay State is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3 corporation. So mm-hmm. I know donations are helpful. Are there volunteer opportunities as well?
So during the pandemic, we have cut back on in-person volunteer opportunities, obviously, for reasons to keep the building safe and keep our numbers down for people who are on site. However, to that end, we still have been running some programming that those in the community have been able to give in-kind donations as well as monetary donations. We run a backpack drive mm-hmm. ever through the Lindsay Family Resource Center to provide backpacks, new backpacks stuffed with school supplies for families, you know, who need some extra help and financially difficult to purchase those items, which are so expensive to purchase. So that happens every summer. We do a collection for that. We also have started this year during the pandemic, a birthday in a bag program. We found a lot of our families, you know, again, struggling financially with unemployment or being furloughed, that they were struggling just to celebrate their child's birthday mm-hmm. in their home with their immediate family. And so as soon as we heard this need, we put this into place. We did it through, again, our Quincy Family Resource Center. And it provides a few toys as gifts for the parents to give to their children or caregivers to give to their youth. Non-perishable food items, cake mix, various party materials to decorate, and plates and cups and napkins. And little party bags for any siblings in the home so that, you know, the family can celebrate their child and their child can celebrate their birthday. And without the stress, you know, the financial stress of, you know, making it special and how to purchase those items. So again, that's something, again, that's free to the community. We would love donations for those items. Okay. Again, whether it's in kind or monetary. And all of that can be accessed through our Bay State website or the Quincy Family Resource Center website. And then every year we do a toy drive for families. And typically it has been a shopping event where caregivers are able to come shop for their child. Obviously during the pandemic, we couldn't do that. So it did turn into more of a toy drive where we were, you know, giving gifts to caregivers for their children. Yep. We'll be doing that again this year. And we do advertise all of this as well on our social media so that those interested in donating can find that on our social media. You can also call our main number. Again, it's 617-471-8400. And you can leave a voicemail on my extension, 171, if you're interested in donating. You can speak directly to me, and we can figure, you know, something out. It's definitely been a challenge. We miss being able to have volunteers on site, but it's really just been something we've really had to draw back on.
Yeah.
So that we could have clients in the building safely with our staff.
Yeah, kids have missed out on so much in their young lives over this past year. So it's nice to be able to add a little bit of normalcy. Do you have specialized counselors for children, Brenna? Kind of a pediatric plan, if you will.
So our home-based programs are our in-home therapy programs, and our CSA are specialized in working with youth. And we also have a couple of individual counselors who as well work with various age groups, for childhood, adolescents, and things like that. So we definitely specialize in delivering behavioral health services for young children, elementary school age, yep, adolescents as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, as the vaccines roll out and things start to hopefully get a little bit back to normal, they'll be coming out of the woodwork, if you will, and trying to figure out, yes, what did we do before? Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Well, I think I'd also like to share for something to look forward to that we are going to be hosting. It's actually being hosted by a New Way Recovery Center, mm-hmm, at 85 Quincy Avenue. They're hosting a health fair on Saturday, June 5th from 10 to 2. And it is a health fair that is also a great place to bring if you have children, if you're an individual. There will be activities and events going on that are family friendly. We will also be offering at the health fair a Narcan training for those who would like to be trained in how to administer Narcan. There will be other resource tables with information available. There will be food and an ice cream truck, all free to the community. And there'll be some free giveaways as well. So it's going to be a wonderful event. I'm really looking forward to going, and a great opportunity to gather outdoors safely following the protocols that are in place. But an opportunity for individuals and friends and families to come and do something that feels like a regular thing to do and participate in something that's fun, which has been hard, I think, for people to find time to do. And it's really, really important. So I hope that people will come down for the health fair at the New Way Recovery Center.
Okay, great. Again, June 5th, 10 to 2, right in the parking lot there?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Good to know. We'll certainly get the word out on that. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Okay. If you could, just one more time, the website and phone number, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So the main phone number for Bay State Community Services is 617-471-8400. And our website is www.baystatecs.org. And you can also find us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. And again, 1120 Hancock Street, which for old timers like myself is the old JFK Health Center.
That's right. Exactly. And now Behavioral Health Center.
Thanks so much, Brenna. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Joe, so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. And hopefully we can do it again soon and maybe in person next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.